You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This morning, I woke up from dreaming. Yes, I have been a little bit concerned about dreaming, just to be honest with y'all, because dreaming has been coming up a lot in conversations and things that I've been reading and seeing, and I'm just like, I dream, but I just felt like I wasn't dreaming. Y'all know how it is when you say stuff twice, that means you put emphasis on it. But this morning, I woke up from dreaming. I grabbed my phone to write down what the dreams were, because of course you're supposed to immediately record the dream somewhere on your phone, or write them down in your journal. And what I realized when I was writing them down is that I had quite a few different dreams, because they started coming back to me. And I was like, oh yeah, I did dream about that and this and that and the other. So of course, I don't know what they all mean. I don't know. I was just happy that I had dreamed. And then I was also happy that I was remembering the dreams, because you know, the enemy comes to steal our dreams, right? So it's so important for us to write them down immediately when we wake up. But it was so interesting that after I prayed this morning, because of course I said, I don't know what these dreams mean. But after I prayed this morning, I randomly opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise to Daniel. Y'all, Daniel. So I wake up from dreaming, write all my dreams down. And then I prayed, and then I opened my Bible, and I opened it to Daniel. I know the Lord just has a sense of humor. I just know He does. Like, I have a sense of humor. And I was created in His image. So that means, of course, He has a sense of humor. I was like, Lord, wow. Open the Bible to Daniel after I've had a night full of dreams. Now, you may be wondering, what does that even mean? Well, let's just look at what happened as I opened the book of Daniel. So I started reading the first chapter of Daniel. And one theme that stood out is that the Lord rewarded Daniel's faithfulness for not eating food that the Jews weren't supposed to eat according to the law of Moses. So basically, when you read that first chapter of Daniel, Daniel and three other young guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were brought to the king, and they were brought there because he wanted to train them up to be advisors, right? And so when you look at this book of Daniel, because of Daniel's faithfulness to not eating food that, you know, the king was providing them daily provisions of food, and not just any kind of food, like the food from the royal table. Like, they had, you know, the king's food and the wine and everything like that. But Daniel and the other boys did not eat the food because it would defile them. They weren't supposed to eat that kind of food. And so what they did was they asked the chief eunuch, kind of like the guard in the where they were being kept. You know, they asked them, hey, can we just eat some vegetables and water? You know, can we not eat what the other people are eating in here? Because that goes against, basically it went against the law of Moses. Like, basically, like, oh, I can't eat that. That goes against my religion, right? And so the guard basically was like, I don't know, because I'm scared of the king. And if y'all come out here looking all slim cutter and the king looking at me, I don't want y'all to endanger my life because y'all looking all weak and stuff. Like, you looking skinny and thin and weak, and the king trying to figure out what's wrong with them. And I'm responsible because I'm giving y'all these vegetables and water only instead of fattening y'all with all the wine and the food and drink. You know what I'm saying? Like all the buffet type of foods. Because in my mind, it was like they was getting fed. When it said they was getting the king's food, I'm like, oh, they getting down. They got a buffet. They got an open bar. Okay? Even though they were being held and trained and all of that, it was kind of like if you were in like a prison, so to speak, but they giving you all the food that the guards and the warden is eating, you know, like a buffet. It's going down, basically. So Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was like, we not eating that unclean food. We not drinking. Nope. We not doing that. So they asked permission. And the thing is, God, it says in chapter 1, verse 9, Daniel asked permission from the chief eunuch not to defile himself. God had granted Daniel kindness and compassion from the chief eunuch. So basically, the guard that was over Daniel favored him. Isn't that somehow God will orchestrate the right people to be? Even when you in a situation in like Daniel was in, where he'd been brought in to, you know, to be trained up to be the king's advisor. Even in that, even in this training camp, if you will, he was favored by the guard, the eunuch who was over him. God granted Daniel kindness and compassion from the chief eunuch, and so that gets us to the point where the guard was like, okay, these men right here, they not gonna eat all the stuff everybody else eating. We just gonna give them vegetables and water. And Daniel basically like said, look, just test us out for 10 days. Give us the vegetables and the water for 10 days. And if we start looking like, you know, we gonna wilt away or whatever, like if we start looking weak and not strong because we eating these vegetables and drinking this water, then, you know, okay, we'll if you examine us and then we not looking like the way you think we should look, then you can deal with us, okay? You can deal with us after that. But y'all already know, right? They was eating them vegetables and drinking that water and they was looking good, okay? I can just imagine in my spiritual imagination that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was looking like they worked out, like they had been, what's that, P90X and everything. That's in my spiritual imagination how I think they look. They was looking good. They were some young guys, and they were looking good. But the thing was, they were being obedient. They were being obedient. They did not succumb to what was around them. They were being faithful and obedient no matter what the other people were doing around them, no matter everybody getting tipsy and drinking and eating all the fried food, whatever the king had. They were, you know, the buffet, they was getting down, eating, overeating probably. You know how we do. We overeat, okay? They give you a buffet, you just be overeating. You know you're not even hungry no more. You just sit there until you think you can put some more in your body. But Daniel and the other three were not doing that. They were just eating the vegetables and the water for 10 days. This is where the Daniel fast come from. So, y'all, after these 10 days, Daniel and the other three young men, they were looking better than everybody else, of course. They were healthier than all the other young men who was eating the king's food. And so the guard continued to remove their food and wine and gave them the vegetables and water. So, again, going back to how I randomly opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise to Daniel. Daniel 1:17 is the verse. This is the verse right here. God, because of their faithfulness, right? Because of their obedience, because they were like, we're not going to eat all that food. We just going to, can we just eat these vegetables and drink this water? Because of that, it says in the Bible, God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meanings of visions and dreams. Yes, y'all, come on now. Come on. If you can't see that, Ray Charles can see this. Okay? Look, I woke up from dreaming. Then I flipped my Bible open randomly. Nothing is marked. No dog ears on the pages. No, the little ribbon that comes, you know, that to bookmark your page. None of that is in play. I open it to Daniel to read about Daniel's obedience, Daniel's faithfulness. No matter what was going on around him, he was faithful. And so, y'all, let me ask you this question. Are we being faithful to the laws of God? Or are we allowing the things that's going on around us to affect us? See, no matter what is going on in the world, we are to maintain the worldview of the kingdom of God, because we are what? Kingdom citizens. Like Daniel, we can't defile ourselves and do what the world does. We must honor God in our actions. We must honor God, be obedient, trust him and his way. Right? It says, after they were faithful and obedient, God gave them knowledge and understanding in every kind of literature and wisdom. And then Daniel understood visions and dreams of every kind. Y'all, we cannot be out here in these streets doing what the world does, because we are in the world, but we are not of the world. That's Bible all day. My question to you is, are you being a good kingdom citizen? Are you? I need y'all to check your citizenships, okay? Let's check your citizenship. Like, am I a kingdom citizen or not? What kind of citizen are you? Are you focused on being a U.S. citizen? Are you focused on being a kingdom citizen? Because see, this being a U.S. citizen or wherever you're listening from, because I believe that this will be heard from people all over the nations, wherever you reside and have citizenship, your real citizenship, if you are a believer, is kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship. We got to be like Daniel. We can't be letting the open bar and the buffet throw us off track, right? If the Lord done told you to fast, fast. Okay? It does not matter. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real honest with y'all, because the Lord will tell you to fast and then you be like, but what about that food I just bought? What about... No, you got to be like Daniel. You got to be obedient, okay? Obedient. And when you are obedient, when you are faithful, then you'll get a reward. See, God rewarded their faithfulness. Their faithfulness to eat vegetables and drink water and not defile themselves. He rewarded that by giving them knowledge and wisdom and being able to interpret dreams and understand visions. Come on, y'all. Come on now. If the Lord is giving you visions, you definitely want to be able to interpret them, don't you? So that you can know what to do and what not to do and where to go and where not to go and who to say something to and who not to say something to. And speaking of that, that was the other thing the Holy Spirit told me this morning. He said, speak what I tell you to speak. And then he said, don't give up at the end of the assignment. See it through to the end. Don't leave it unfinished. So whatever assignment that you are on, whatever assignment that the Lord has you on, not your own assignment, okay? Because we are notorious for putting ourselves on assignments and doing things that God never told us to do, right? But whatever assignment you're on, the word from the Lord is, don't give up at the end of the assignment. See it through to the end. see it all the way through. Do not leave it unfinished. Do not leave it unfinished. It made me think about my son. They're finishing up doing some summer enrichment with their school, and he's on his last assignment. And we pretty much worked through all of it yesterday, but he has one part left. One part that's not finished. And the Lord is saying, whatever that is unfinished, see it through. See it through to the end. You've gotten all the way to the end of the race. Don't just stop running now. Don't stop running now. See it to the end. Y'all, we got to be like Daniel. We got to be obedient. Okay? We got to be obedient to the word of God. We got to be good kingdom citizens. Because when we're obedient, then and only then will our faithfulness be rewarded. Your faithfulness is what your reward is tied to your faithfulness. That's what I was about to say. Your faithfulness is important, okay? It's important for you to be faithful to the word of God. And your reward is tied to your faithfulness. You can't get around it. Don't be trying to get the reward and you ain't been faithful. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Now, let's get to these assignments for today. Have you been faithful to your assignments? You know, when you are, there is a reward tied to your faithfulness. So, number one, you already know this one, right? Okay, maybe you're a first-time listener and you don't know this. Or maybe you've been listening every day and been rocking with me for the whole time. And let me just say this. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for listening every single day. And I appreciate those where this is your first time listening. I pray that you will listen every single day and support on Assignment by God, the blog and podcast. Okay, so what are your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with Him this morning? And number two, what area of your life do you need to be more faithful? What area of your life do you need to be more faithful? And number three, oh yes, there is a number three today. Number three says, are you defiling yourself with anything that is off limits per the word of God? Are you defiling yourself with anything that is off limits per the word of God? Basically, are you doing something that you know you should not be doing and you're defiling yourself? That means you are being disobedient. So I want you to identify it first. What is it that you're doing that's defiling yourself? And then I want you to pray for that thing to be released from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you got to stop it. You got to stop defiling yourself, okay? Because your reward is tied to your faithfulness, your obedience to the word of God. Okay? So don't be defiling yourself. If you are, what I'm saying is stop. Pray about it. Release that thing from you. Bind and rebuke whatever it is. And then let God restore you and reward you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, that's all I got for you today. I will talk to you guys on tomorrow.